The Gates of Joy by Professor Eknath Eeswaran. Does an ornament exist apart from the gold of which it is made? Asked Sri Ramana Maharishi. Where is the body apart from the self? He who considers the body to be himself is an ignorant man. He who regards himself as the self is the enlightened one who has realized the self. There is no more monstrous superstition in the history of mankind than our obsessive identification with the body. As long as we are helpless victims of this primeval ignorance called avidya in the Vedanta tradition, the fall in the Jewish Christian tradition, we cannot help living on the physical level, on the ego level, as feverish fragments in a world of feverish fragments. As long as we believe that we are the body, the Buddha reminds us, which is subject to change, we cannot escape the last great change called death. As Yama, king of death, points out to his youthful questioner in Katha Upanishad, far beyond their eyes, hypnotized by the world of sense, opens the way to immortality. I am the body. When my body dies, I die. Living in this superstition, they fall, life after life, under my sway. It is not possible to correct this fatal fallacy intellectually by reading books on how to conquer death or by participating in seminars on immortality. The intellect, however, usually is dealing with finite phenomena, is helpless when it comes to knowing the self, who is infinite, immortal and indivisible. For this supreme purpose, we need a higher mode of knowing, and it is this higher mode that we can develop through the regular practice of meditation. In the simple words of Sri Ramana Maharishi, meditation is sticking to one thought. That single thought keeps away other thoughts. Distraction of mind is a sign of its weakness. By constant meditation, it gains strength. That is to say, its weakness of figurative thought gives place to the enduring background free from thoughts. This expanse devoid of thoughts is the self. Meditation is a tremendous adventure to be undertaken only under the loving guidance of one who knows he is the self. As the king of death conveys to Nachiketa, he who sees himself in all and all in him helps one through spiritual osmosis to realize the self oneself. The awakening you have known comes not through logic and scholarship, but from close association with a realized teacher. Wise are you, Nachiketa, because you seek the self eternal. May we have more seekers like you. All of us who are seeking the self eternal need the grace of Sri Ramana Maharishi to walk on the path sharp like the razor's edge, as the Katha Upanishad puts it. In the great words of the king of death, the wise, realizing through meditation the timeless self beyond all perception, hidden in the cave of the heart, leave pleasure and pain far behind. The man who knows he is neither body nor mind, but the immortal self, the divine principle of existence, finds the source of all joy and lives in joy abiding. I see the gates of joy are opening for you, Nachiketa. May the gates of joy open for all of us through the grace of Sri Bhagavan.